The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway, but not of it. In the Beltway, not of it. I have many friends at C-SPAN. Brian Lamb is the guy I admire the most. As the fellow who ran the race, never had a blemish on his record, finished the race, did absolutely everything right in broadcast. And he built a juggernaut at C-SPAN. And he listened to this show, so maybe you'll hear this. He's the tops. He's the best. You never knew who he was. He could have moderated every presidential debate. And over at C-SPAN, I got a lot of buddies, a lot of friends. Howard, well, I'm not even going to run through them all. I will say I've got so much C-SPAN tape in the C-SPAN library. They got an addition for me. And I had brown hair when I started. Back in, I think, 1986, when I had to appear before Congress as general counsel of the United States Office of Personnel Management to be abused by some Democratic know-nothing congressman by the name of Jerry Sikorsky on behalf of PATCO, the Air Traffic Controllers Union that was responsible for Ronald Reagan firing all the air traffic controllers in 81. I wasn't there in 81. I showed up in 83, but right after law school. But in 86, I was the general counsel of this agency that I went on to become the deputy director and director of. And somebody had to go up and be the sacrificial lamb. So I went up there. So the first time I was on C-SPAN, my mom, who was alive then, God rest her soul, called me up immediately and said, don't put a pencil in your ear. Because, you know, I was just fiddling around. If you're watching on YouTube, you know, sometimes you just got a pencil, you play with a pencil and you put it in your ear and just kind of, That's what I was doing on national television. And mom was the one to, of course, they had no cell phones. I got home that night to the fetching Mrs. Hewitt, and the phone rings, and it's a Warren calling, the boss, the first boss. The second boss hadn't been watching C-SPAN. She didn't listen to the radio either. First boss said, never put a pencil in your ear on television. I said, I didn't even know I was on television. It was that doggone C-SPAN. My grandpa had seen it. He was a C-SPAN addict. Before there was cable, old people everywhere lived on C-SPAN. They were the best informed elderly electorate in the world. Walk into my gramps' house in Ashtabula, and C-SPAN would on. The volume would be, you could hear it down the street at the corner store in Ashtabula, but nevertheless, that's what old people did. They didn't watch game shows. They watched C-SPAN. They got mad. You know, they'd shake their fist at the thing. So I loved C-SPAN. And I've been on Morning Washington Journal, I don't know, 20 times over the years, where they got the Republican, Democrat, Independent line, and the crazy people come through, and it's unfiltered. It's a hilarious show. And I thought Steve Scully was an inspired choice. I really did. And I was leery of Chris Wallace because I believed him to be a never-Trumper, and I was proven right. I know Kristen Welker, and I think she'll do a fine job. She's going to be overwhelmed now. I don't know that there's going to be a third debate. But if you didn't notice during the night, Steve Scully, who I don't know personally, I've just been in a studio with him, and I know him to be a nice guy, a wonderful guy, but he did that thing that most people who aren't looking will do. He made a direct message public on Twitter. And if you're DMing someone, if I was going to send Radio Blogger a direct message, I would go to Hugh Hewitt and hit the direct message button and send Radio Blogger a note. Please come to work today. I might need you. And he would send me back a note. I am never going to work for your sorry radio blank, blank, blank again, you tyrant. All right. So, but that would only be seen by me and Radio Blogger, Dwayne. Unless Dwayne hit reply instead of DM. In which case, how many followers do you have? Are you here today?
I've got 830,000 people.
In which case, 830,000 people would say, I'm never going to work for your sorry, you know what, blank, 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 you tyrant, would be out there for 836,000 people to see, and they would retweet it. But last night, Steve Scully, who's the political editor of C-SPAN, the senior executive producer and host of Washington Journal and many other C-SPAN programs, and his Twitter bio says he loves politics, as I do, the Washington Nationals, boo, boo, hiss, and being a dad, which I love too, and is a nice guy, hit the reply button instead of the direct message button. And his tweet is, Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump? All right, so he's getting his media advice from the Mooch. And
who is now a never-Trumper.
Yeah, a never-Trumper Mooch is getting a question about what to say about Trump from the host of the next debate. But there isn't going to be a next debate because the debate commission screwed up yesterday. Now, I have a Washington Post column. I don't know if it's on the landing page yet. Let me go and check. The Washington Post lets me opine, provided it's factual, not yet up on the landing page, that flays the debate commission. It reads, plans for President Trump and Biden to meet for two more debates this month were in question after the presidential debate. That's the Wall Street Journal. Here's my column. Headline, the debate commission grabbed for too much power. Its time is up. And I go through in this column the history of the debate commission. It began in 1987 as the head of the Republican National Committee and the head of the Democratic National Committee. Paul Kirk ran the Democrats and a guy named Frank Fahrenkopf ran the Republicans, had had enough with the League of Women Voters and said, no mas, we are the great parties. We nominate the candidates. We will decide the debate schedule. And so they named a bunch of negotiators. And then those negotiators got together. Then the party said, you know what, let's just institutionalize this. But you know what they forgot to do? They forgot to keep it under their control. The party should have had, like, up at, what's the border place in North Korea? Pyongyang, where they got the one house where you meet. They should have had one house designated in D.C., where every 4 years, the DNC and the RNC would meet and hammer out debate moderators and sites and places. Instead, they let a commission form. Now it's got a website, debates.org, the Commission on Presidential Debate. And now it's got a history and news about it and debate watch and voter education and international things and media. And it's got a board of directors. Let me read it to you. Frank Fahrenkopf. Yes, he's still there. He started this in 1987 when he ran the Republican National Committee, 87 to 97 to 07 to 17, 33 years later, he's still there. Nice guy, I'm told. Don't know Frank. Dorothy Ridings, Kenneth Wolak are the co-chairs. John Danforth, Charles Gibson, these are both retired. John Griffin, no idea. Yvonne Hale, Jane Harmon. I know Jane, love Jane. She's been out of Congress for about 40 years. She is in the president of the Wilson Center. I've done programs with her. Love Jane. Just older than I am by 15 years. Antonio Hernandez, don't know Antonio. Reverend John Jenkins, don't know Reverend John Jenkins. Newton Minow, don't know him. Richard Parsons, AOL, I mean, on every board in America, I don't know how old. Olympia Snow, I don't know how old. They are now the debate commission. And unilaterally yesterday, without calling either of the candidates or the heads of either of the parties that gave birth to the commission, that was supposed to be a Republican National Committee and Democratic National Committee agreement to negotiate debate details, pulled another fast one for Joe Biden. They named Chris Wallace, who is never Trumper, and the mask came off. And then yesterday they said the Steve Scully debate, who's revealed himself to be against Trump, if you're writing to the Mooch, direct messages, should I respond to Trump, you got to recuse yourself. You're out. If you're the judge that does that, you're like Emmett Sullivan of judges, the guy who's overseeing the Michael Flynn distortion of justice. Steve's got to withdraw. I mean, that's what I would do. Unless he wants to come out and say, look, I'm a Joe Biden guy, and they knew it. I told the commission I'm a Joe Biden guy, and they said, fine. And I honestly, does anyone not get it? The Beltway hates Donald Trump. This is a countryside versus the Capitol election. and the Beltway's Debate Commission is against you, the voter of America. And the President of the United States is going on Al Rush Bow today, Rush Limbaugh, because he's going to go around the media and say, please reelect me because this swamp ain't drained. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
When I was younger, when I had hair many years ago, you used to send me a Valentine, birthday greetings, a bottle of wine. When I was out till 2:45, you never locked the door. Why don't you need me? Why don't you feed me? Like when I was 64. Every summer.
22 minutes after the hour, America. We don't have the services of Ben this morning. I mean of Adam. Ben, I gave him a task to find the Beatles when I'm 64.
Last time I checked, that was not the Beatles.
You think Ben has any idea that's not the Beatles?
I'm not sure Ben is even, I don't know if Ben knows who the Beatles are.
You know, I just think that that's about the, I got tears in my eyes.
I don't even know who, I kid you, I don't even know who that version was by. I think it's When I'm 64 Day.
I think it is. Bob Seawright is an investment guru and blogger who writes betterletter.substack.com. His 64th birthday today, and I was going to tip my hat to him. It's a great, great thing. So I asked for Ben during the break, who's sitting in for Adam, who's off today, because we had a Tuesday night from hell, to please open up with the Beatles When I'm 64. And I think Dwayne's going to have to go in there and help Ben a little bit. Because that ain't it, Ben. Does Ben know that ain't it? Is he nodding as he left the building? I'm inside the Beltway, and the production studio is elsewhere. And the engineering studio is far, far away in a land the time is forgotten. And Ben has left, I think. Where he's desperately looking.
Okay,
for the Beatles.
I may have to take over the musical production.
You may have to go in there with some smelling salts. Is he on the floor? Is he? Do you want to go find so we can at least go out with the right version? Happy birthday, Bob Seawright. I've got to tell you, America, the markets are they're going to have their best year ever, despite the pandemic. Yesterday, and this is brought to you by Birch Gold Group. You find them at HughGold.com. If you want to invest some of your money, of your IRA or 401k, in an all-gold or physical silver middle metal IRA, I mean, they actually go and get the bullion, whether it's gold or silver or a mixture, and they put it in. That's it. Not yet. Not yet. I got to finish talking about the markets. Put it down. We really got to give them some coffee. Birch Gold Group will take care of rolling over a portion of your IRA or 401k into. I mean, if this happened in an NFL game, can you imagine Troy Aikman? It was calling a pass and they started playing the wrong feed. They'd still get in the Birch Gold plug. text my name, Hugh, to 474747. And you, that's exactly. Birch Gold may not love this, but they're actually probably going to get more text at 474747. Send my name, Hugh, who is 64.
I want the 64 gold.
64. Or go to HughGold.com. Not 64 gold, HughGold.com. Oh, my gosh. The S&P, everything went up yesterday. Everything's going to go up again tomorrow. How's that for a market report? No, actually, the Dow went up 122, NASDAQ 56, S&P 27. England and Germany are both up this morning at this hour. Gold's at 1919. It's up 1.28% today. Go to HughGold.com, HughGold.com, or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. This is it. Bob Seawright, the better letter. Ben, how you doing, buddy? You're good? How's that music library going?
I have no idea what he just played.
Have you taken control of the music library?
Well, I'm playing this one.
All right, well.
I know who the Beatles are.
We'll be right back. Send this to Steve Scully. He needs a laugh this morning. Boy, does he need a laugh this morning. I'm Hugh Hewitt, not Steve Scully. I've got nothing to do with Debate Commission. You can't blame me. Stay tuned, America.
Grandchildren on your knee, fear a joke. When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
And this would be that. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt here.
Greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till quarter to three, would you?
He can't even screw up right.
What? What'd he do?
He was supposed to be playing a different version because now we're doing 1M64 Day, and he accidentally played the right version. I can't even pay the guy to screw up.
Well, you know, Tuesday was hard on us all. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. We're having fun with Ben. I was all in a mood to rampage through the first hour at the debate commission, but good humor and mirth has destroyed my mood. But I'll get it back. Good morning. Good Friday. Everybody relax. The weekend is here. Larry Aaron's coming along next hour. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to join me next hour to talk about his trip to Japan and Greece. I wonder if he has something to say about Iran being back in the objective of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as a partner. Sean Parnell, who's going to be the next congressman from Pennsylvania 17th, joins me next hour as well. There's a lot coming up. Let me remind you, if I can, that we are raising money for the Alliance Defending Freedom. And we are doing so because we need to defend religious liberty, especially if Joe Biden wins. You know they will come for your religious liberty rights, just like Obama Biden did. What do I mean? They wanted to make the Little Sisters of the Poor pay birth control and abortion taxes. That's what they wanted. And now they, look, they are going to do whatever it takes to advance their view of the world through the courts. They're going to take away your free expression on campus. They are going to do whatever it takes to make you bend the knee. And the Alliance Defending Freedom will reach out and help you. They have defended pastors and people of no faith at all. They have defended anyone who wants to stand in the public square and make their statement. They don't care if you're Catholic or Jew, Orthodox or Muslim, secular, atheist, agnostic, or evangelical. The Alliance Defending Freedom is the country's largest, most effective liberty fund. And they win. They've won 11 cases at the Supreme Court since 2011. But they cannot do it without your help. They need people like you and people like me. I give of my time and my money to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Why do I do that? because they educate young lawyers, because they train lawyers across the United States. More than 4,000 affiliated lawyers donate, tithe their lawyering time to help people who need their religious liberty protected. And they have a staff of great professionals like David Kortman and Jordan Lawrence. So what I need you to do is to go to HughHewitt.com and scroll up to the very top of the website and find there the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Will you fight for your freedom? Give now. Please give $100. Please give $50 if you can only afford $50. Give $10,000 if you can afford $10,000. You'll pay for a lawsuit to go from the beginning, first consultation, all the filing fees, all the paralegal costs, all the depositions. Sometimes you have to track down witnesses, fly them around, all the way up to the Supreme Court if necessary. You make that possible. But only when you go to Alliance Defending Freedom, the website, or you can call them as well. You can call at 866-359-9644. 866-399-9654. 9644. Let me do the phone number one more time. 866-359-9644. But it's best to go to HughHewitt.com. President was on with Sean Hannity last night, and he talked about he's not going to do any virtual debate, which was a diktat. It was a demand. It was an order, a summoned issued to the head of the country, to the head of state and head of government, told by a bunch of no names you've never heard about who ought not to be in any position of power and have no power. They arrogated it to themselves. They accreted it to themselves over many years when no one was looking. They'd set up these debates, and they used to be fair. They're not fair now. They're a circus. Chris Wallace, fair? Come on, give me a break. Everybody knows Chris Wallace is busy giving an interview to anyone who listened to him. I'm not Candy Crowley. Yes, you are. You're Candy Crowley. Candy Crowley and Chris Wallace are forever joined at the hip as the two debate moderators who threw in with the Democrats, obviously. Others have done so, but they did it obviously. Candy did it once at a crucial moment. Chris did it for 90 minutes. And there's no walking back the tape. You can go out there as long as you want. Everyone knows. Well, Donald Trump went on Hannity last night and said this, cut number 16.
Well, I might. I'll do it right through your show. Let's go, Joe. Let's get a fair anchor. Somebody like the great Sean Hannity. We'll get Rush.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get Mark.
Well, that'll happen.
We'll get
happen.
Laura. We'll get Judge Jeanine.
That's going to happen.
We got a lot of them out there, right? We got a lot. We'll get Jesse or Pete. Lot of them. Tucker is feeling good.
You're going to get me killed on all the Fox talk. Let me ask you.
No. But this is a disgrace. What's going on? So now I find out the guy that's doing it from C-SPAN is a never Trumper. But I don't mind that. Look at the people I've had in the past, and I've always won the debates. I had Martha Raddatz. Her hatred was so incredible, I couldn't believe it. But I beat Hillary in that debate easily. So I don't mind that. It's not even that. But I'm not going to sit behind a computer and have somebody feed him answers because he has no idea, because he won't be president for 3 months before the wonderful Kamala takes over.
Okay, so I was just leaning on my edge there, wondering if he was going to, tattoo me with Martha Raddatz. I am told by senior staff, the president, whenever my name comes up for a column, for a conversation anyway, and it does in the West Wing, that he says he's the guy that tried to screw me with the nuclear triad. I mean, like, it's like a reflex. The president's got a memory like an elephant. He's the guy with the triad question. And I'm told sometimes he laughs and sometimes he doesn't. So I might be on that list, that ever-running loop of people that have screwed him in a debate. I didn't screw him. It wasn't a trick question. They didn't want to give the question. CNN didn't want to do it. I said, I want it. I've asked everybody in the world that question. The world needs to know that we've got a triad and how it's going to get fixed. And the president's answer is legendary. Nuclear is very powerful. And Marco Rubio got the follow-up, and Marco Rubio gave a Sunday school lesson on what the triad was. Neither of them answered my question, but my time was up. And so I'm probably on the endless list of bad moderators, but the president's saying he doesn't care. The fact is, there's never been a center-right moderator. There have been lefties after lefty after lefty. If you watch PBS now, it's lefty after lefty after lefty. Chris Wallace, lefty. All right, Fox News resident, never Trumper. So the debate commission, thinking that it's very shrewd, picks Chris Wallace, and he does their job. And I didn't know Steve Scully. I don't care that he interned for Biden. I really don't. I don't think it's appropriate that he's direct messaging Scaramucci, who's lost his mind. I've only met Anthony Scaramucci once. On the grounds of the White House, I did the only interview on the record that is recorded. He did an on-the-record interview with Ryan Lizza that got him fired in his brief Scaramucci tenure as White House Communications Director that lasted 10 days, that led to the firing of Reince Priebus, because Reince Priebus was going to have nothing to do with the mooch, and now we know why, as you what see the mooch. But then they pick, and Kristen Welker's fine. I have zero idea of Kristen's politics. She's a professional. I've appeared with her on Meet the Press often, and I think I'm doing Meet the Press this Sunday. Maybe Kristen will be on with me. I don't know. Maybe Costa, maybe Amich. It's a rotating carnival of people, and I'm the conservative guy, and that's fine. But I got to say, the debate commission needs to be dissolved. It just needs to be dissolved. And if you give money to the debate commission, it's sort of like the Chamber of Commerce. Do you know this story? The Chamber of Commerce. You think to yourself, Main Street, right? The car dealership. The business in America. Well, they decided that this is the year they're going to give to dozens of Democrats. This year, the Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. fired their lead conservative Republican political director who has been there since he left Bob Dole's team. He's not a right winger. He's not a Trumper. He's a mainstream conservative Republican like me. Been with the party for a long time, believes in freedom, free markets, free ideas, freedom of religion, free speech. Separation of powers. He's a constitutionalist. So the Chamber of Commerce fired him. And then they gave a bunch of money to Democrats. If you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, quit. It's not representing you. It's representing Democrats. Chamber of Commerce has become a Democratic institution, just like the debate commission. They're not nonpartisan. They're not Republican. They're not conservative. They're all Democrats. The Beltway has become a one-party state. Can I say this often enough? I am inside the Beltway. And so Dave Gura, who's a left-winger extraordinaire, was dogging me last night because if you're watching my YouTube feed, it says Hugh Hewitt live from the Beltway. So he tweeted at me, you know, how can you be against the Beltway when you're live from the Beltway? I'm in the Beltway, but I'm not of the Beltway. Everybody who lived in the Soviet Union wasn't a member of the party. I'm not a member of the party. Get it? There's a party here, the Beltway Party. I am not a member of the party. I am against the party. Donald Trump is against the party. Mitch McConnell is against the party. There are lots of Republicans who are members of the party. The Chamber of Commerce has now become a full-fledged member of the party. They're going to go to Youth Spartacus League training. The party is controlling now. And I don't mean they're communists. You know, some idiot over at Media Matters, you know, emo, is going to write up, I accuse people of being communists. No. It's Orwellian. It's an Orwellian place. It's become completely nuts. There are lots of Republicans who are uneasy with Donald Trump because he's a wrecking ball. He absolutely, but we need a wrecking ball. I've come to the conclusion we absolutely, the party runs everything. It's not a deep state, by the way. They're not knocking on people and dragging them off to gulags. They're not putting bullets in the back of people's heads. It's not like that. Comey and McCabe were members of the party, but 99.5% of the FBI are people who are putting their lives on the line every day for you. Same with the intelligence agencies. Durham is not a member of the party. He's just slow. He's like a turtle. There's a party. There's an official party line. The Beltway is an entity unto itself, and it owns the debate commission. The debate commission set up Donald Trump, and yesterday they pulled the rug out from under him, and they didn't even call him. And I throw a flag. Call it out. Steve Scully then exposed himself. Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump? It's unbelievable. I feel bad for the guy. Didn't hit the reply button. Hit the direct message button instead, Steve. Don't hit the reply button. All right.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, birthday greeting, bottle of wine? If I got home at 2:45, would you lock the door?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back, America, to you. It's When I'm 64 Day. Now, I happen to be 64, but it's not my birthday. It's Bob Seawright's birthday, who writes The Better Letter, I think one of the better weekly blogs, maybe in the top five in America, and investment analyst and guru from San Diego. I've never met Bob, great evangelical man. I just love his work, his writing, and he wrote a column about it today, turning 64, that stresses his gratitude, and you can never have too much gratitude. You can never read too much about gratitude, especially if you were born into a home with a mom and a dad anywhere in the world, but especially if you're born into a home with a mom and a dad in America. So you can be grateful for being born in America, and you can be grateful for having a mom and a dad. And Bob is both, and writes about it today at The Better Letter. And so happy birthday, Bob. I want to remind you, this is going to be a get-out-the-vote election because it's going to be a countryside versus the Capitol. The debate commission made that clear. Chris Wallace made that clear. Steve Scully made that clear. The elite media makes it clear every day, every way. Every network hates Donald Trump. I think Fox hates Donald Trump. I mean, Sean likes him, but I think Fox hates him. He's a disruptor. He's a disintermediator. The Never Trump people have lost their minds. And look, you may like him, you may loathe him, but there's no doubting what he's done. I've written that column twice now, and both times Unleash the Furies, because, you know, people don't want to be reminded of getting out of the JCPOA and the Paris Accords and getting into a deal with Israel and the United Arab Emirates. They don't want to be reminded of the tax cuts, rebuilding the military, deregulating America. They don't want to be reminded of there are like 50 different things Trump has gotten done. But the most important are 53 appeals court judges, and with the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, an intact Supreme Court majority. Three justices of the Supreme Court. It's dispositive for conservatives and center-right people and rule-of-law conservatives. But the Borg of the Beltway is fighting back, and you're going to have to vote. So you got to go to keepamericaamerica.com. Early voting is underway in Ohio. Early voting is underway in Arizona. And it's not enough to vote for Trump. We need to get Susan Collins elected in Maine. Listen to me, Portland. Everything depends upon this. We need your influential senator is a moderate. She's right in the middle with Angus King. I mean, they're back to back in the Senate. She marks the person on the center line, and they begin to move to her right. Angus King marks the person on the center line. They begin to move to the left. You have the two most influential senators in the United States in Maine. And seniority is guaranteed whether or not you elect a Republican president or a Democrat president, because the Susan Collins will have influence in the United States Senate. She's that persuasive and important. You've got to reelect her. You got to get out to vote for Susan Collins. And by the way, her opponent is no great shakes. I mean, she did nothing for Maine. And Susan Collins got PPP passed, which saved thousands of Maine businesses. Going further down the coast, North Carolina, you got to vote for Tom Tillis. Cal Cunningham is dissolved into a rubble with his extramarital affairs and the investigation by the Army into his conduct. But don't take it for granted. Get out and vote. You got to vote for Trump. You got to vote for Tillis. Georgia, you got to go vote for David Perdue, who's a great senator. And then I'm not telling you to vote for Doug Collins or Kelly Loeffler. You make your choice. They're both good Republicans. But vote. Similarly, up in Michigan, John James deserves your vote, and we need Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. We're going to have Sean Parnell at the start. He's the congressman running in the 17th district, one of the most decorated Army captains, Rangers that went to Afghanistan. Sean Parnell, Pittsburgh, needs your vote. We'll talk about the 17th right after the break. But we need John James for Senate in Michigan. We need Joni Ernst back from Iowa. I think Iowa knows that. You're listening to me in Northern Iowa right now. Get out there and vote for Joni. She's very, very competent. We got to get Tommy Tuberville elected in Alabama. That's going to happen. We're going to pick up one in Alabama. I'd love to pick up two with James in Michigan. We got to go get Cory Gardner over the line. He just passed the Great Outdoors Act, saving a lot of Colorado. Cory Gardner's been on the show 100 times. He's responsible for the Senate majority for running the NRSC. Very influential. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Steve Daines is 9 points ahead in Montana, but don't take it for granted. Steve Bullock wants your guns. That's not going to fly. These governors run for president, and they tell you what they really think. They want your guns, and Steve Daines is going to win. Martha McSally is forcing a comeback. She crushed it in the debate. She owned Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly is going to vote against Amy Coney Barrett if that confirmation is still underway, but it's going to be done. And let me finish with a strong appeal that I cover South Carolina, 100%. Get out there and vote for Lindsey Graham. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee on Monday will show you his stuff. He's going to protect Amy Coney Barrett from the right, from the left-wing nutters who want to attack her for being a Catholic. Democratic Party's become anti-Catholic, even though their nominee is Catholic. You got Dick Durbin, himself a Catholic, attacking Amy Coney Barrett as an Orthodox Catholic. I don't even know what that means. In the last hearing, it's coming again. Mike Pence warned you about it on Tuesday night. So everybody's got to get out and vote. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Find out how. Do a little or do a lot, but do it at KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Job Creator Network put that together, and we need you to participate at KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Sean Parnell is next. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.